Everybody, in Parshas Yisro, because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, he told him to tell Bnei Yisrael these words: "Va'atayim shamor tishmu bekoli." Now, if you listen to my voice, u'shamartem es brisi, and you will keep my bris, v'hayisim li segula, and you will be a segula, you will be mikol ha'amim, you will be the chosen nation. "Va'atayim shamor tishmu bekoli, v'shamartem es brisi, and keep my bris, v'hayisim li segula mikol ha'amim." Kilikol arts. Rav Shalom Shvardon asks, what does it mean, im tishmu bekoli, and you listen to my voice? What voice? We don't hear any voice. What is the voice referring to? The Katzur Rebbe tells a mashal. There was a man once walking in the forest with his son, and his son was a young boy, and he was jumping around and going to different trees and jumping on rocks. And his father said, "You know, you really have to be very, very careful not to go too far from me. Because in this forest, it's very, very easy to get lost. And you won't even be able to find your way back. And then you're really lost." So the son said, "But I really, really want to walk around and see stuff." So the father says, "You know what? I have an idea for you. Every minute or two, I'll call your voice. I'll call you and you will hear my voice. And then, as long as you hear my voice, that is a proof that you didn't go too far from me. But the minute you cannot hear my voice in your ears, then you know that you went too far and you're getting lost." Sometimes, the nimshal is, sometimes a yid is walking in the street in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, he just gets a thought, an inspiration in his head, and he says, "You know, I want to do a chesed now. I want to daven better." Or he even thinks to himself and he says, "I wonder if today I davened well. Did I say my brachos well? Did I learn enough?" From where do these voices come all of a sudden? Why did all of a sudden, randomly in the middle of his day, all of a sudden think about mitzvahs, davening, chesed? What happened? And these are kivyochol, the voice of Hashem, knocking, banging on our heart. "Shuvu, shuvu banim, shovavim, return to me. Shuva alaiva, shuva lechem, return to me and I will come back to you." When we hear this voice, we know we didn't go too far. We know we didn't get lost and we have to quickly come back. We see this exact example by Yisro. It says, Vayishma Yisro. And Yisro heard. What did Yisro hear? Mashmua Shama, what news did he hear? He heard Amachemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf. I don't understand. The whole world heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Everybody was inspired. Everybody was, it says that the rest of the nations were fear, had a fear of Hashem. The answer is Yisro had an inspiration. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about Amachemes Amalek. He heard how great Hashem is. And right away, he acted on that inspiration. There's a story told, if you want to get all the details, you have to look it up in Incredible by Rabbi Wallace, about Rabbi Wallace. That Rabbi Wallace was once, as a young man, standing in Eretz Yisrael, and he was in a treifa store waiting to buy meat, treifa meat. And as he's getting closer to the cash register, he thinks to himself, "Oh my goodness, what am I doing?" He thought about his grandfather who was in the Holocaust, and right before liberation, the Nazis were forcing all the Yidden to eat meat, treifa meat. "If you don't eat it, you will be shot." And the Zayda, Rabbi Wallace, said, "I will not eat treifa meat right before liberation. I will not. I survived the whole Holocaust and I will remain a Yid." And right there and then, he was shot. And Rabbi Yossi Wallace said to himself, "I'm standing here in a free country and I'm willing to pay willingly to buy treifa meat?" Vayishma Yisro. He heard the voice. Shema Bekoli, he heard Hashem's voice and he chapped an inspiration. And he said, "No, I will not." And right there and then he said, I am going home and I'm going to find out what that was that my grandfather was willing to give up. And we know that he acted upon his inspiration and he became Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And not only that, he became part of Arachim and he is the head of Arachim. So many time, girls, we have, this happens to me, it happens to all of you. We go to a speech, we hear an amazing inspiration. Vayishma, we hear the call of Hashem and we say, oh, that was such a nice speech. And we walk out. But no, we have to act upon it right away. We see so many people after the Daf Yomi were so inspired and they said, that's it. I am starting to learn now. I was once at a speech and I heard a woman say that she, many, many years ago, took upon herself to say the whole Sefer Tom every month, you know, to finish the Sefer Tom, Tehillim, every month. And I was inspired. And I walked home and I did nothing. But then a few months later, again, I was walking and all the sun, I heard Shmo Bekoli. I heard Hashem's voice randomly say, come on, you heard that. You got inspired. Take it upon yourself, B'li Neder, to act upon it and do the Sefer Tam. And Baruch Hashem, it's already a few months and I'm doing it. So girls, when you hear something inspiring, you hear Hashem's voice, stay close. Don't be like the boy in the forest who was going too far. And what in here? Stay close and come back to Hashem and act upon yourself. Your inspiration. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and I hope you enjoyed.